Dolly the sheep, the world's first cloned mammal, is dead. She was six. She was euthanized today when veterinarians determined that she was suffering from an incurable lung infection. Dolly's very existence changed some fundamental beliefs about biology, as NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Dolly first showed signs of illness earlier this week. She'd been housed indoors with other sheep at the Roslin Institute near Edinburgh, Scotland. Ian Wilmot, the scientist who led the team that created Dolly, says a lung infection had been affecting the experimental flock.
It's the same as in congested places for humans, that there's then greater risk of passing on colds or influenza. The same sort of thing, I think, has happened in the sheep. And so the fact that some of them are clones and some of them are not, it doesn't matter. I'm afraid they're all vulnerable to the same infections.
Dolly was born on July 5th, 1996. She was made by taking a cell from the mammary gland of an adult sheep and putting that adult cell's DNA into an egg from which the DNA was removed. Even though every cell in an animal's body contains all its genetic information, scientific dogma had held that once a cell had a specific role, as a skin cell, say, or a mammary gland cell, its DNA could not be used as a blueprint for an embryo to grow into an adult animal. Wilmot says Dolly changed all that.
The birth of that animal showed us that it is possible to take cells from an adult and make them go back to the beginning of development and start again. So it is one of the things which has made biologists think differently about that process.
Two things happened after Dolly's birth was announced to the world. The first is scientific. Bob Wall works on cloning at the U.S. Agricultural Research Service in Beltsville, Maryland.
There's been just an explosion in embryology and developmental biology, trying to understand how Dolly actually was possible. We're a long way from understanding that now. We're just developing the tools to ask the questions so we can understand it.
Even without that total understanding, scientists have now been able to clone other animals, including cows, pigs, goats, mice, and a cat. Scientists also say cloning technology may be useful not to make animals, but to make embryonic stem cells that could be used to treat diseases. But in addition to the upheaval in the scientific world, Dolly also had a major impact on the general public.
Dolly caused us all to look more carefully and more straightforward way on what was going on the frontier of human genetics.
Harold Shapiro is a professor and former president of Princeton University. He chaired the National Bioethics Advisory Commission, which completed a report on cloning shortly after Dolly's birth was announced in 1997. Shapiro says the hysteria over cloning at that time was misguided because it was wrong to think that there would soon be cloned armies of Frankenstein monsters. But Shapiro says some of the alarm over Dolly had an important effect.
Important because it marked the moment, I think, when the public at large began to survey the scientific frontier in this area and begin to wonder what the issues were for them in the years ahead.
All that introspection because of one famous sheep. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.